She wrapped a woman up in a blanket from the bay and rolled her down a hill to remind everyone that blankets are for swaddling and not for smallpox. I went down the very same hill with wet mittens and soggy boots on a plastic toboggan, a food land bag, a cardboard box, and my raincoat. The teacher is telling me I should feel proud because toboggan is an Indian word. I'm telling the teacher that out of everything, this is a strange thing to feel proud about, but she disagrees. I think your cultural heritage is a mighty fine thing to feel proud about, Leanne, and I think it will lead to great success in your studies. The Duke and Duchess are coming to visit, and all she had to wear were ripped jeans and black t-shirts. So she made a dress with saucers for nipples and a beaver lodge for a bustle. If you would just read more post-colonial theory, you'd understand that your anger is part of the binary of colonialism and therefore colonial. And if you just take some of the things from the settlers and some of the things from your ancestors, you'll find you can weave them into a really nice tapestry, which will make the colonizers feel ambivalent, and then you've altered the power structure. I liked the saucers for nipples idea so much that I start wearing dinner plates around the house over t-shirts. I liked the idea of wearing dinner plates over t-shirts so much that I start wearing dinner plates over t-shirts and under plaid shirts. Mom starts shouting into the phone. She's wearing those dinner plates again. Starting off low and slow, accelerating into a crescendo of plates again. After the dress, she made a fountain, but not the kind you throw money into and wish to fall in love or win the lottery. The kind that says, hey, Anishinaabe Kwewuk are stuck in this endless goddamn loop and nobody gives a shit. Your work is polemic. If you could rewrite the tone of this article to avoid shaming Canadians into a paralysis of guilt and inaction, we could move forward with the publication of your article. It's Montreal, and I think it's spring because I remember garbage on the sidewalk. You start the sentence with the reclining figure in white people art, and everyone stops listening. He's mad because he dropped his bagel on the ground and no other kids have to go to fucking art galleries. She thinks the woman in the light box looks cold and starts talking about growing up and making hamster houses out of old computers for her job. I'm wondering, when I cut my back like that, can you sew me up the same way with the fringe and the beads? Gichidakwe's sign said, I am worth more than $1 million to my people.